You're very welcome to In Business. Mary Gallagher back with you here up until 7 o'clock this evening. And my thanks to my colleagues Amber Galway and Chasa Murphy who filled in for me over the last number of weeks. I hope you're all keeping well on this sunny evening. We have lots coming up within the next hour. We're going to be hearing shortly about how Tralee has been chosen for a pilot programme to reduce the numbers of unemployed people with autism in the area. An interesting one for employers here in the county and indeed for people or family members of people who have autism. We'll be hearing about the Prosper Kerry series being back. It's being held up in Dublin, a fantastic networking opportunity for Kerry business people both here and in the capital. We'll be talking about the shortage of professionally qualified accountants with Chartered Accountants Ireland. Plus, it's less than 4 weeks away. Budget 2023 will be upon us soon. And IBEC launched its Budget 2023 campaign this week. We'll be hearing about all of their asks on behalf of the business community. So all of that between now and seven. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie, tweet @inbusinessrk, or you can get in contact on LinkedIn on either the Mary Gallagher or Radio Kerry pages. Now, Tralee has been chosen as a pilot in a national programme to get more people with autism into the workforce. Organisations, As I Am and Specialist Turn Ireland, have come together to create the Autism Employment Tralee Project, and it held an information event in Tralee during the week for businesses to learn how they can better support autistic employees and how they can grow more diverse in their hiring processes. The autistic community has a very high unemployment and underemployment rate, and this project aims to act as an intermediary between the many businesses that have job vacancies in Tralee and surrounding areas and this untapped talent pool of candidates who are autistic. Well, I popped along to that event in the Rose Hotel on Tuesday and I caught up with Debbie Merrigan, who is the Head of Adult Support and Employment with As I Am, Jen O'Connor, who is the Adult Support and Wellbeing Officer with As I Am, and Noreen Murphy, who's Operations Manager with Specialist Turn Ireland. Well, I started first of all by asking Debbie to tell us about the Autism Employment Tralee Project.
The Autism Employment Tralee Project is a joint venture between Specialist Turn Ireland and As I Am. And what we aim to do is improve the employment rates amongst the autistic community within Tralee by working with businesses as well as the community, from training businesses and supporting them along the journey, but as well supporting candidates as well into employment, but not just over the initial barrier of interviews and their first job, or maybe it could be their second job, but also that people can work in their local community, they can give back, which they want to do, but also that employers have many vacancies as well. There is a fear that we acknowledge amongst employers and potential employees, but that's why we're here, because we're here to train and support both sides along this journey as well.
And there are very high rates among people who have autism in Ireland.
Yes, it's 85% unemployment or underemployment. And that is a statistic that has not changed for over a decade. It's absolutely disgraceful as far as I'm concerned. And doing recent research along this as well, internationally, the figure is 85% as well. However, in Ireland, it's actually the highest unemployment rate of any minority group, and yet the autistic community would hold some of the highest qualifications as well. Although this project is not just about helping or assisting individuals who have high qualifications, it's about the whole community that may be starting their first job, they may want to work part-time, they may want to stack shelves, they may want to answer a phone, they may want to go to an IT company. This is for everybody in the community who wants assistance that we can help as well.
And just some background on your own organisation, As I Am, you work with people who have autism here in Ireland.
Yes, I'm Head of Adult Support in As I Am, and the department was set up last October, and our mission, we in As I Am, we work with everybody from birth to death, as we say. So there's a programme for everybody. If you're in primary school, secondary, if you're in third level, you're entering the workforce, there's advocacy groups as well, and we also support families as well. We never charge the community, it's completely free. We are here to level the playing field for everyone and to give everyone the same chance.
Noreen, I'm going to bring you in there. You're from Specialist Turn Ireland, and we spoke to Peter on the show here back before about integrating neurodivergent people into the workforce here in Ireland. But you might just remind us of the work that you do first.
Absolutely, thank you. So Specialist Turn Ireland, we're a specialist recruitment consultancy, and we support individuals who are autistic or neurodivergent, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, and so on, that have experienced, you know, barriers in finding employment. And I suppose from our perspective, the barrier to employment isn't that there is a diagnosis. It's often that the traditional interview processes, without meaning to, they exclude, you know, individuals, particularly who are autistic. So what we do is we work with partner companies. We have 50 partner companies, including like SAP, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and so on. We work with them to kind of modify their recruitment process so that it's inclusive of individuals who are autistic, and so that they're not discriminated against based on that. But also when an individual is placed into employment in that company, that they're matched appropriately to the right opportunity, and that we provide them ongoing support as long as they're in that job. But even if, say, they decide at any point to leave that job, or if the contract ends, we continue providing that ongoing support to them so that they can, you know, find their next opportunity. So there is the employment side of what we do. We also work with 17 different campuses around the country in third levels, and we work with individuals who are in third year, support them to get their placements so that they graduate at the same level as their peers. And we have the added advantage there then of being able to support them into partner companies once they graduate.
And your role then within the Autism Employment Tree Project?
So my role within this is, I suppose, we're joint partners with As I Am in bringing this project to fruition so that we can really change the dynamic, you know, of this conversation, so that recruitment of someone who's autistic, it's not tokenistic. It's, you know, viewing this population for the fantastic talents, the loyalty, the, you know, their enthusiasm for employment, and then working with employers as well to enable them to see, you know, new ways of recruiting individuals so that they can also gain the benefit of these fantastic employees.
Jen, I believe you had a key role in Tralee being chosen as the pilot area for this project.
I did. I won't even deny it, and I'm thrilled. I'm a Kerry woman myself. I'm from Abbeydorney. So, you know, I work with As I Am, and I'm very community focused in the sense that my role would be very much talking to the autistic adult community. But I live in Dublin with As I Am, and I work there and everything, but I so always have that place in my heart for Kerry, and I'm always a champion of, I suppose, maybe Tralee specifically, the spirit of community business, the willingness and the open-mindedness to try things. You know, I think we saw it a lot of the time in, you know, the Autism Friendly Towns initiative, the silent hours in the cinemas, for example, things like that. Tralee is really quick to absorb something, try and give it a go. So I thought maybe that attitude was something we really needed to tap into. And on top of it, it's a very, you know, it's rural enough compared to where some people would have to travel for jobs in the past. You know, having graduated, I traveled to Cork, or had to travel to Dublin, Limerick, things like that. But there's great employment opportunities in Tralee itself if someone feels they can advocate for themselves enough in that role and has the confidence.
Noreen, when it comes then to the Autism Employment Tralee project, I suppose, what will it offer to employers?
I would say that it offers employers, in one sense, a matching service so that they're being introduced to, you know, interviewees or employees that are really enthusiastic about the open positions that are there. And there are open positions out there that need to be filled. And we have individuals who are really enthusiastic and motivated to fill those positions. So it's just about kind of removing any barriers that have been put there so that employers get their, you know, positions filled and employees get to have that experience of a rewarding job. It's also very important to us that any individuals that are employed, they're paid the same as any other individual because they're contributing the same work as any other individual. The main accommodations that I would see there would be in kind of removing barriers, particularly around the interview process, and also supporting employers to open up their communication and employees as well so that they can communicate needs from both sides.
And Jen, when it comes to, say, participants in this programme potential employees, I suppose, what will they get from this project?
You know, I suppose in one word it would be support. But in a way, a lot of the candidates, you know, I speak to, it's a lot of autistic adults who are very qualified. They might just have finished college, or they might have been in a role for 10 years and they're looking to change that. But they might need an additional level of support around supporting their sensory needs, advocating for maybe any small accommodations that have to happen during the interview process. And it's really important to note that a lot of these accommodations are incredibly minor and very, very small when taken upon, and easy to do for the employers. So what we would do is we aim to work on self-advocacy and resiliency in helping the candidates feel confident to apply for jobs. But not only that, to work with them in a kind of, I suppose, a career clinic kind of sense, where we work on their CVs, interview skills, communication in the workplace maybe, different styles of communication. You know, communicating over email is very different to text, very different to in person, very different to communicating over the coffee break versus when you're back in the office. All of those things are really important conversations that if we can take down any sense of shame maybe, that you should automatically have that knowledge, that you should just know and be able to open up that conversation, we're hoping to empower people. It's support and empowerment really is our twofold approach. And that's why it's important for us to also support the employers as well. So it's two pillars holding it up, where everyone all around has gotten scaffolded approach to everything.
And when it comes to the actual rollout of the project, has it begun already, or are you planning to start it soon?
Today, this is what the engagement is with the local stakeholders, to tell them what we can offer. So basically what we are here to do is support the local community to start this as it is. We've had conversations with local stakeholders. There's plenty of vacancies there. There's also a huge community there who want to work as well. So what we're here today basically is to start that conversation, is to demystify and take the fear away from both sides, because there's fear with the employers, as been alluded to already, and fear with the potential employees. So we're here to help bring down those barriers, offer free training to employers, and again offer the support on both sides to hopefully make a job happen for somebody.
And if there were people who couldn't come today for whatever reason, be they employers here in Kerry or potential employees, how can they get more information about the project then?
Okay, well, they can actually call Specialist Turner as I am, or very simply you can email myself and we can start our conversation. And it's just debbie@asiam.ie. You'll see that on our website and we can start our conversation straight away.
And with regards to the project, obviously Trilly is the start here, the initial one, and I know you haven't got off the ground just yet, but is this something that yourselves in As I Am and Specialist in Ireland would like to roll out nationwide?
Absolutely, eventually. And I think what Jen was talking about, why we chose Trilly is because it's such a forward-thinking community. They've taken the lead with the autism-friendly towns, with the silence and the cinema aspect as well. So that's why we have our very own Rose as well, Jen, the As I Am Rose. And that's why we want to start it here. But definitely there is a demand around the country. And eventually we will be moving on. We'll keep it going here, but we will be moving on to help other communities as well.
And Noreen, I mean, I know there are so many job opportunities right across the country and many to be filled, and employers having huge difficulty in filling them. But something maybe that you have experience with is that people might feel they have to leave and go to the likes of Dublin to get the support they need in a particular role in a job, but then they don't have their maybe family or friends support then with them because they're moving up to Dublin. That's something that you've come across in your role, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think both organisations have found that opportunities tend to be concentrated in cities, particularly in Dublin. And that means that an individual, say, who's autistic, ends up, you know, getting a job, and, you know, if they do get one, and then they have to move to Dublin and lose the support of their family that would have actually made this so much easier for them. So what we're trying to do is basically challenge that idea that, you know, you should have to leave to get those opportunities and get that support, and, you know, hopefully open up those doors in rural communities like this all across the country, so that people can, you know, if they choose to stay, they can stay and get those opportunities. But also if they want to get those those opportunities in Tralee and they want to move off, you know, for other organisations or other opportunities, that's absolutely perfect as well.
I suppose over the years we would have heard of, you know, inclusion and diversity policies and, you know, large multinationals coming into Ireland, and I know it's becoming more, I suppose, mainstream, you know, smaller companies, SMEs, have those kind of policies now and want to integrate, I suppose, more people into the community. But, I mean, you could be somebody of, you know, employing only a handful of people and you could choose to take on someone with autism because, as you say, they have the skills, they have the qualifications, maybe some minor alterations need to be made, but, you know, I'm sure they're more than perfectly capable to fill any kind of role that may be on offer.
Absolutely. And I think we need to kind of challenge this perception that disability is other or that recruitment of an autistic individual is tokenistic, because I believe a recent study found that 1 in 7 individuals in Ireland has a disability of some sort. So by seeing, you know, people that are coming to you as other, you know, you're kind of, I suppose, not seeing the huge potential that's in their community. If anything, this should be normalised. The people coming to you are future employees. We should be looking at them for the strengths that they're bringing. And I would want to add that this project very much focuses on a strengths-based approach. We will be looking at the candidates that we work with and supporting them to kind of find something that matches their strengths. But also for the employers, we'll work with them on finding individuals that suit their organisation and work on building the strengths of the employer so that, you know, in the future, they won't think twice about recruiting someone who is neurodivergent or who has a disability.
Yeah, and I suppose the whole ethos of the project is to break down that fog, I think, as someone described it earlier, where and maybe people don't fully understand what it means to be autistic or to have some maybe additional requirements in a role, and there's a fear there. So I suppose to get rid of that fear factor by employers.
Absolutely. And I think everyone in the room would agree that, you know, by opening up a conversation regarding reasonable accommodations, it levels the playing field for absolutely everyone in an organisation to communicate their needs.
Noreen Murphy, Operations Manager with Specialist Turn Ireland, finishing off that interview, which also included Debbie Murrigan, Head of Adult Support and Employment with As I Am, and Jen O'Connor, Adult Support and Wellbeing Officer with As I Am. And as you heard Debbie say, more information there by emailing debbie@asiam.ie.